And as you've been hearing, the calls for a royal commission to be held into the Bondi terrorist attack just keep coming. Now families of the victims are appealing directly to the Prime Minister, calling on him to immediately establish a national royal commission, describing the response so far as not nearly enough. They wanted to look into the rapid rise in anti-Semitism in Australia in recent years and to examine any law enforcement, intelligence and security failures that led to the massacre. Anthony Albanese is so far resisting. Mike Kelly was the member for Eden Monaro and a parliamentary secretary for defence. He's also a former army colonel and now an adjunct professor with the University of Canberra's National Security Institute. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
Now, you've been calling for a Commonwealth Royal Commission. Now we have this plea from some of the grieving families of those killed and injured. Do you think the Prime Minister can and will continue to ignore this call?
Look, I don't think it can be ignored. It's not just the Jewish community, but the Australians in general are deeply concerned about this, the worst terrorism attack in our national history on our soil. And when I first joined the army, it was off the back of two royal commissions between 1977 and 1984 and a protective security review conducted by Justice Marsden Hope, which shaped the way the army then for the next two decades dealt with its role in counterterrorism. And it also helped reshape our national security posture at the time. And the last of those, the 1984 Royal Commission, was instituted by the Hawke Labor government. So it's been a time-honoured measure for when you need to do that deeper dive, contextual and systemic analysis. And that's what's really needed now, because this is so complex and multidimensional, these kind of threats nowadays, the disaggregated nature of terrorism, the way we need to look at the roles of social media and how grooming and influencing is done. And for example, in the United States, you've got the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency conducting three deep dive projects at the moment on how we combat this social media element of the problem, because that's what's poisoning people's minds, and it's the mindset that's where you start from. But in addition to that, there's a broader issue around the capabilities of our intelligence agencies, as well as the looking at the potential failures of what happened here. And I know for a fact that technologically, they haven't been able to reach out for the latest state-of-the-art tools because, firstly, they need to upgrade their infrastructure, and then they've had to phase that and the acquisition of these tools over a number of budgets and years. So, you know, we need to look at accelerating our actions to be able to do the searches for the needles in the haystack and join the dots, which is really at the heart of this Bondi incident, because the bright red thread was already there in relation to one of these persons' connection to Islamic State. So this, and the broader anti-Semitism contextual analysis that needs to be done in relation to our education system's contribution to all this. So, and it has to be done at the Commonwealth level, because it's not possible for a New South Wales commission to compel Commonwealth officers and do the deeper dive on the classified materials that those agencies may not be prepared to reveal entirely to a New South Wales process. And, you know, that Royal Commission can then enable New South Wales to stand down, and we can concentrate on the national issues and elements that need to be unpacked in this case particularly.
Do you believe that by not accepting appeals for a royal commission, the Prime Minister is fueling division within the Jewish community?
Look, it's not a question of fueling division. It's a question of ensuring our national security and the health of our democracy. That's really what's at stake here, and that's why it needs that broader national leadership and approach. And I'm sure the government will need to realise this at the end of the day, and no one, will, I think, hold them in bad regard if they change their position on this, because it's a question of understanding the broader demand of the national community and saying, right, okay, yeah, we understand there's a broader national demand here, and yes, we need to do things immediately, but a royal commission that we will institute will look at these longer term, deeper issues that we need to examine. And actions can happen in the meantime, you know, when I referred to those earlier Royal Commissions, assignments were made to the Army of roles in counterterrorism as the processes went on, which we then got on with the job of absorbing and training for. And so with the Royal Commission into the veteran suicide matter that we've just had recently, Royal Commissions can issue interim reports as they go along as well. So Dennis Richardson's a great appointment, but, you know, it doesn't need to be just a sort of a narrow focus approach. We need a broader contextual analysis of this, and that's what the community is really demanding.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the former Labor MP, Mike Kelly. Now, you're a supporter of Israel. You co-convened Labor's Friends of Israel group. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Australia's recognition of a Palestinian state has fueled anti-Semitism. Do you agree?
Look, I think the issues that we have domestically here have been fueled by a number of things. And obviously, there's a hell of a lot of material that's been floating around that is clear propaganda, misinformation, disinformation, which has been spawned from the conflict in the Middle East. And that's really a key factor in all of this. And it's not by accident. You know, the VDEM Institute at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden has highlighted that in the last 10 years, the world's gone from 48% of its population living under autocracies to now being 71%. And democracy is in retreat. And it's not accidental. It's an alignment of activities that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea have been conducting to zero in on fault lines within our societies and play those out and try and undermine our cohesion and our commitments to democracy. So, and they, in the Australian context, very hard to find the fault lines to exploit, but this Middle East situation helped create some of those that they've latched onto. And so, you know, we need to understand those dynamics and we need to find ways to fight back at them to give our kids the ability to, you know, be better at critical thinking and source evaluation and to come back at the technical means by which this is being done through technical countermeasures of our own.
Just to bring you back to Benjamin Netanyahu's comments, though, are they helpful or unhelpful?
Oh, look, I don't think those comments needed to be made right now. What we need to do is focus on, you know, what has to be done to combat this threat nationally to us. But, of course, there were things that happened along the way in the last 2 years, comments by Labor Party people that need to be tackled as well. You know, I've referred to the fact that Bob Carr did an interview on a fundamentalist Muslim outlet directly attacking the Australian Jewish community, recycling some of the worst old anti-Semitic tropes since, you know, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and Mein Kampf. And then you saw those comments echoed by the Nazis demonstrating in front of New South Wales Parliament. That was only 3 months ago. And, you know, the next thing we see is Bondi. So, you know, the party needs to take responsibility for those players and people in their ranks and organisation that need to be called out and, you know, condemned for anti-Semitic comments. And there have been a number of them. So, you know, these are the things that we have to be careful with, the things we say about not only our domestic communities, but also when we're dealing with misinformation coming from overseas, we have to be very careful with analysing and verifying those things.
Mike Kelly, thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Barbara.